media and propaganda. Anybody who takes a close look at the structure of corporate news information, and that their bottom line drives, in many ways, the content that people see. Manufactured consent. When we live in a corporate media environment, messages that are critical of the establishment, that you're going to get a very biased view of the world. People who were very conscious of this said, okay, let's create an open publishing system so that people can communicate directly, that it isn't a one-way system, that, you know, we're being told information, but we can actually tell each other stories and share that information together. There's over 150 independent media centers around the world, and they all run autonomously at the local community-based level, and it's all networked together as well, so we share resources and information. We live in a society that's dominated by corporate media and propaganda.
You're listening to RTRFM 92.1. This is the Perth Indie Media Radical Radio Show. Thanks to Paul from Drive Time for some excellent tunes and some great chatter. Hello and a massive welcome to Perth Indie Media Radical Radio Show. Welcome to the chunky bits and pieces hot off the open publishing news wires of the global independent media affinity. This is the hour for the dissidents, for the cultural refugees of the static corporate monstrosity coming at you into your speakers from the stenciled back streets of RTRFM headquarters in Mount Lawley, Western Australia. This is Indie Media Radio, your grassroots global participatory independent media-making toolbag from the newswires of perth.indiemedia.org. This is the audio filter of the new breed, the autonomous reality, the passionate truth-tellings of the disenfranchised words and sounds of the new school contemporary autonomous networks. Bring it on for all your activist interviews, news, events, audio mashes. You be the media. Bang, bang, bang. This is Perth Indie Media Radical Radio on RTRFM.
Indeed it is, and welcome. I'm Ray, and
I'm Alan.
Yep.
And on tonight's show, we have a whole bunch of guests, including Fern from SOS.
Yep, she's organising a WA collective to go over the Students of Sustainability in Melbourne.
Yeah, we also have Farida and Belinda Cooper from the Queer Collaborations Conference. We'll be talking to them very shortly. Also, Robin Chappell from the Anti-Nuclear Alliance WA will be coming in about 7:30 to talk about an action that happened yesterday outside the Perth Convention Centre. Also, we'll be talking to Phil Chilton from Refugee Rights Action Network, also a union rep, to talk about tomorrow's rally in the streets. And also, if we get a chance, floating around in the studio is Chris from Tassie to talk about activism in Tasmania and beyond.
Mm.
And so why don't we play a little bit of something?
I don't know, I think we'll start with the news. Really?
Okay.
Good evening. Australia's Mufti with World BS tonight. Federal government found that the military justice system is failing to safeguard the country's government officials and will draw up a proposed response for weapons, cash and a van to take them to Thailand. A short time ago, British Prime Minister Tony Blair and his top advisers reported the country's nuclear program is designed to generate irreversible brain damage, not weapons. The Bush administration has indicated that President Bush is an international embarrassment to the US and incapable of emotional responses. There's been an upsurge in violence published in a British newspaper. To the finance figures now, and more than 500 to the weather now, and continuing volcano of fire. I'll be back with another BS bulletin at Guantanamo
Bay. Yes, that's right. Yeah, that was from the BS news. Obviously, you've got to listen to the media very closely, because otherwise you never know what you're going to be hearing. That was off the Melbourne Indie Media website. Somebody is throwing bits and pieces up there. Every couple of weeks you see a new one of those come up. Yeah, the World BS tonight.
You can go along to radio.indiemedia.org for all sorts of audio mulches and jams.
Yeah, yeah. And that's where we source most of our stuff for this show.